Well, as you're all aware, yesterday we had funeral rites for our deacon, John Cecilia, who died unexpectedly about a week ago. And the church was filled to capacity, and some people were standing even, along with about, let's say, 30 priests and two bishops. Bishop Skilstad, our Bishop Emeritus, as well, of course, as Bishop Daly. It was a wonderful send-off. And so I decided today that, given that I would speak to you for just a few minutes about the second reading today, which is the letter that St. Paul wrote to the people of Philippi. And included in the reading today were these words: I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. St. Paul was anxious for death because death means that he would be with the Christ whom he loved. That is what he hoped for, and that is what he longed for. I started thinking about how different that is for many of us. You don't need a big study to determine the conclusion that many people, perhaps most people, don't want to die. While St. Paul was anxious for death, many of us are not. And why do you think that is? One of the reasons, I think, is that for some people, they're not really convinced that there's anything meaningful after death. Because for many people, they think of death as the end of it all. No matter how many times Jesus says to us through the scriptures, whoever lives and believes in me will never die, some people doubt it. We think that the end of life, things are all over. That's just it. When you die, it's all done. Nothing else happens. Well, a very wise priest was asked once, he's one of our priests actually in the diocese, a person asked him, Father, what if there isn't anything after you die? What then? And he answered, well, of course, I believe that there is. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that there isn't anything after we die. Don't you think that if you have led a good life, had been kind to others, cared about the poor and the needy, that you would die happy and fulfilled? Don't you think that you would die happier than the person who lived entirely for themselves? I thought that was a very good answer. Hanging on for dear life doesn't guarantee anything. Everyone is going to die. The real question is, can I go forth into the next life knowing that I have done my best in this life? I think, in addition to the doubts that some people have about the existence of an afterlife, one of the other reasons why death is very difficult is the people we leave behind, our loved ones. None of us like to think about being separated from those we care about, whether it's a spouse to whom you have been married for many years, or whether it is children whom you leave behind, who you feel are very much your own, or older children whom you've nurtured through life and they're now raising their own families. Leaving anyone you love is difficult. And if you need any proof of this, I invite you to go to any airport on any day and see what parting means. Because whether it's at the curb where people say goodbye or inside the terminal, you'll find parting is difficult. It's very human. And for dying, in regard to dying, is part of the real side of dying too. But it does go on, and will go on, and dying is leaving. And leaving this life, and of course leaving those we love. Eventually, mourning is part of all of our lives. So how do you think we can find peace and consolation in the thoughts of our own death? If we've lived a long life, it is easier to think of death. I know about that. But even if we were destined to die young, we need to find consolation in the thoughts of our own death. And the answer, or at least one of the answers, I believe, is to be found in a theological virtue that we do not hear very much about. You've heard a lot about faith, and you've heard a lot about love, but have you heard very much about the virtue of hope? Hope means desiring the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises, and relying not only on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Maybe on our own, we find it difficult to accept death, but with the help of God the Holy Spirit, we can. We must pray for that grace and know that God watches over us. I want to tell you a little story, a true story, that happened to me when I was a pastor, and I've repeated this so many times because I love this story, and like Monsignor Ribble used to say about these kind of stories, don't stop me if you've heard it before because I love telling it. So this is the incident that I want to convey to you. I had a lady in my parish who celebrated her 105th birthday, 105. So I went to her little birthday party. She was in a nursing home. And I went to her little birthday party there, and I said to her, Gertrude, that was her name, Gertrude, congratulations. You are 105. And she looked at me, and she said, oh, Father, God forgot me. And, of course, God didn't forget her. She died in the next year, and God doesn't forget any of us. And that's the wonderful thing about our God, and think that we can't forget. If our life is a reflection of Christ's life, and you pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit for a happy death, you'll increase the virtue of hope in you, and then you know that it will happen to you too, that God will invite you to be with him forever. St. Paul said, to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. We pray that we too may be able to embrace death as much as we have embraced life.